I don't do this very often, but you know, we've been filming the Christian Family and Sex class. We did 7 hours of filming on Friday and Saturday. We did three hours Friday, and we did 4 hours yesterday. And I didn't get to some of my private mail that had to go through the process until this morning. Indeed. But I thought maybe it would bless your heart too. Just to show you a little of the heart of some of the people and some of the things that are happening. Letters like this I get all the time from all over the world, and real grateful. I get a few letters too that don't always say things like this, but those I let Howard Allen have, you know. This one here is just shows what the ministry is doing at certain places, and it will meet every need of every individual if we can get to them. There's nothing God can't do, period, as far as meeting people's needs when they're exposed to it and they can hear it. God bless you. I want to tell you an experience. I met, and here's the man's name. We'll call him Herman. How's that? When I was about 13, he and I were what people in those days called hoodlums. We were proud of it. In high school, our lives ran in the same trend, police and problems. He dropped out, and so did I. I didn't see him much after that. Once I ran into him on the street, and he had just gotten out of jail that day. He told me he had spent 3 months in the county jail just waiting for a trial. So when he finally did go to trial that morning, they let him go since it covered his sentence. It was for stealing or something. I entered the service shortly after that. I was 17 and needed somewhere to go. I thought the service might be the place. It wasn't. I spent 4 years there, committing everything from murder to homo trips. I got turned on to dope up in Iceland, and then I knew I'd found what I was looking for. Or so I believed at that time. That's what I got out of the 4 years in the service, with the exception that they gave me an honorable discharge. I ran into Herman on the street. He was trying to sell me some acid at an outrageous price. I remember thinking that day about how uncool this dude was. I didn't want anything to do with him, but I felt the need inside for that acid he was selling. And that day was March the 4th, 1969. Well, from that time on, I became deeply involved with drugs. I used to see if I could wait till noon before getting high. This little game amused me, but I never won. On July the 22nd, I got married. It would take forever to explain what this woman has meant to my life. I ran into Herman shortly after that on the street. He keeps running into Herman on the street all the time. Herman ought to get out of the way or get in the way or do something. He had cut his hair short and was carrying a shopping bag. He was now a junkie. Junkies cut their hair to avoid the police. He was heading downtown to steal. He had a heavy habit. Another friend of mine had recently been found dead in an apartment house in Boston from an overdose of heroin. I knew Herman was getting close to the end. Finally, one day I decided that I would definitely have to find an answer for myself. I knew it had to be out there somewhere, but where? Then I was witness to, and on November the 1st, 1970, I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life and to save me. Then in August 1971, I went to the Rock of Ages. Ever heard of that? He went to the Rock of Ages. Then went home, and my wife and I took the class on Power for Abundant Living, and we've been winners ever since. Last night, I was at the New Year's advance. Everyone was full of love and light, having a wonderful time. I saw one of my sisters standing over near the wall, talking to someone sitting in a chair, but I couldn't see the man's face. I walked over to bless her, and as I arrived, I hear a voice say, "Hi, Ron." My old buddy was full of love and light. He's told me he's holding forth God's word. Now he's a winner. In His Majesty's service, happy birthday, and it's signed by one of our people. That's something. That's quite a record.